I just got off the phone, Doug.
I know.
Good conversation with a board member of a state right to life group.
Really?
Good conversation.
Wait a minute. A state
affiliate of National Right to Life.
Oh, okay.
What did I say?
No, that's what you said.
A state affiliate of National Right to Life. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyar, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host.
And I'm Doug McBurney. I'm with the shadow government, and I'm here to help.
All right, Doug. Doug, there are too many of these situations where we go on the air and we say, something big happened. Bob's on a secret mission at Los Angeles.
Biggest news of the week.
Big phone conversation. Big media event tomorrow. Big media event.
Yeah.
And things that we say we can't say yet, but we'll tell you tomorrow or soon.
Right.
Well, big media event tomorrow for personhood.
Yeah, and for the March for Life.
March for Life.
Huge.
And we'll tell people about it soon.
Yes.
We need more details.
Yeah.
Also, there is a board member of a state affiliate of National Right to Life who spent an hour on the phone, called in to Bob Inyar Live.
Yeah.
Asked to buy in bulk, Focus on the Strategy 2.
Uh-oh.
Is lobbying that state's Right to Life board for personhood and against regulations.
Which state is this again?
That's what I don't want to say.
Oh, okay. Anyway, this can't be good news for National Right to Life Committee.
No, right, because this is happening all over the country. Yeah. So eventually we're going to say to them, welcome aboard.
Yeah, and I should rephrase what I said.
What?
Because I shouldn't say this is bad news for the
National
Right
to Life
Committee.
Of course it's good news for them.
It's good, and in the afterlife, they'll thank us for it.
Yeah, and whenever anything happens that is good or right, it's good news for everyone.
It's good news for everyone.
Right.
Thank you.
Right, that's true.
Yes.
Like the Russian front.
The Russian front. Boy, it's
for the Germans.
Hard to find any good news there.
That was good for the Germans because they were getting slaughtered.
Yeah.
Right? It was better for Germany to get slaughtered.
That's right. It was good.
It was good. So good things are good for everyone. It doesn't matter which side you're on.
Right. So the destruction of the enemy and lies is always good.
Yeah.
And the idea that you can regulate the killing of innocent people is a lie that so many people have bought into over the last generation.
So eventually we're going to say to National Right to Life, welcome aboard.
Amen.
And Americans United for Life.
Yes.
And Jay Sekulow.
Yes.
And focus on whoever... Focus on the family.
Yeah, focus on the family.
Or Dr. Dobson on the family.
Yes.
We're going to say welcome aboard.
Yeah.
But, Doug, we've come up with the think tank, the Denver Pro-Life Think Tank.
The Denver Pro-Life Think Tank.
The Denver Pro-Life Think Tank has come up with a face-saving way for National Right to Life to endorse personhood.
Really?
Yes.
That would be of interest to me because it seems like they've lost a lot of face over the past year.
Yeah, they could endorse it as supporting the lesser of two evils.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that's their big thing. You know, do something good with your vote.
Yes.
Personhood.
Personhood.
That's doing something good. They've spent 30 years telling people, vote for this evil. Vote for this evil. Vote for that evil. Well, do something good with your vote. Personhood. Well, now they think personhood is evil.
Yes, they do.
Well, they have spent 30 years telling other people that you could vote for what's evil, you could support what's evil.
That's right.
Because it's the lesser of two evils.
So,
and there are two evils now. They're going to lose all their funding.
Yeah.
Or they're going to start supporting personhood.
That's what's going to happen.
So this personhood is the lesser of two evils.
It's the lesser of two evils.
National Right to Life, Wanda Fran, should start supporting personhood.
Yes.
That's their face-saving way of doing
it. Yeah, I like that.
Right?
I like that.
So.
Quickly, can I bounce this off you, Bob? Speaking of the lesser of two evils, Scott Brown. You've heard of the election in Massachusetts?
He's a weevil, right?
He's a weevil.
The lesser of two weevils.
He's the lesser of two weevils. Scott Brown, his fame and this race for Senate...
Yeah.
Has sparked a pilgrimage of Tea Partiers to Massachusetts.
Right.
It's like a Grateful Dead concert. They're bussing in minivans from all over the country.
Right. And you know, you know what is the entire right-wing pro-life strategy, Christian political strategy, is my mass murderer is better than your mass murderer.
Right.
That's the entire strategy. If you don't buy into that, they will oppose you.
That's right. A mass murderer with an R after his name is far superior to one with a D.
Right.
That's the strategy.
My mass murderer is better than your mass murderer. So if there are two Nazis,
yeah,
and one is going to raise taxes, and the other is not,
right,
all the Christians come out of the woodwork because they want to elect the Nazi who will not raise their taxes.
But he's still killing Jews.
He's killing Jews. He's a rabid killer.
Yeah.
He's into Zyklon B.
Uh-huh.
He's into burying people alive. He's into shooting them, but bullets are too expensive.
Mm.
He's into driving them around in buses and using carbon monoxide to kill them.
Yeah.
He's into it all. He's never met an abortion that he couldn't applaud. And so the pro-life conservative Christians are rallying because my mass murderer is better than your mass murderer, so they think.
And Scott Brown qualifies as not only a mass murderer, Bob. He's a full-on pro-abort.
Yeah.
He also voted for socialist health care in Massachusetts,
which is starting to look more and more and more. Mitt Romney's Romney Care is starting to look more and more like Obamacare.
Yeah.
I mean, they were getting similar 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Obamacare has been molded and, you know, a lot of their grandeur has been taken away and it's not doing everything they want it.
No.
It's starting to look like Romney Care.
It's looking exactly like Romney Care, which Scott Brown could support.
Voted for.
So not only have the pro-life community been misled and lied to, manipulated, we're used to that. That happens every election cycle.
Right.
But now even the Tea Partiers, who are supposedly the hope for the country,
yeah,
now they've been manipulated and fooled and tricked, and they look foolish.
Yeah.
Supporting a socialist child killer against a socialist child killer.
Right.
And somehow we're going to win here as conservatives.
Right.
I'm just not buying it.
So
it's just sad, Bob. It's
the
so
Tea
sad.
Party movement is not based on a foundation of God's word.
No.
So the Tea Party movement is easily seduced into my mass murderer is better than your mass murderer.
Yeah.
And that, if you think about it, that's about as low as you can go. You can't go lower than that.
No, that's the worst.
That's about the worst. Mass murder, you are supporting a mass murderer because, hey, it's...
Well, wait a second, Bob. Who is worse? A mass murderer who says openly, I don't know when life begins and I support abortion in all 9 months? Or someone who comes out and says, hey, I voted against partial birth abortion and gives the impression that he's somehow somewhat pro-life.
And life begins at conception.
Yeah,
and Rick Warren's church breaks into applause.
Right.
And Rick Warren is such a coward, he doesn't say to John McCain, well, then why do you advocate killing children in the womb if you know that life begins at conception?
That would have been an appropriate question.
Right.
Scott Brown qualifies as the lowest and the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
And he's deceiving.
To the extent that you know what is good and you support what is evil, to that extent, you are more wicked than those who are ignorant.
Wow. Anyway.
And I think you find that in Scripture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't give the verse. Make them go look it up. It helps.
Who's
then
them?
They read more. Are the people in the audience?
You people?
You people out there. No.
Hi, you people.
Yeah. Now, since we've had to touch on Scott Brown, to get the bad taste out of our mouth,
can
we talk about a politician that we can actually respect?
Yeah.
Because there is one.
No.
And he's in Mississippi.
Who?
He's the lieutenant governor.
Oh, Brian.
Bryant.
What's his name? Phil Bryant?
Phil Bryant.
Oh, Doug.
Yes, lieutenant governor of Mississippi.
This is a thrilling story.
It's an awesome story.
And I'd like us to give the audience the story behind the story to find out how Personhood USA has their fingerprints all over this.
Well,
but could you tell us the Phil Bryant story?
Well, Phil Bryant is currently the lieutenant governor, and he is likely a contender. He's likely going to run for governor of Mississippi in 2011.
Right.
And here's what he says regarding the pro-life issue. He says, when I was running for lieutenant governor 2 years ago, I made clear that I'd work to protect the sanctity of innocent human life. My position has not changed, nor will it change. It's time we take a stand and protect human life. The calls I made have, if the calls I made have some type of impact, then at the end of the day, I can rest easier knowing what I did was right.
So what are the calls that he made? That's
begs the question. What are the calls?
Big story in Mississippi. Now, big story. Front page.
Of major secular news sources, not only in Mississippi, but on the internet.
Right.
Started following the story a few days ago.
And it was the front page story of Mississippi's largest paper, all the largest papers.
Yeah.
So what were the calls that he made?
So thousands and thousands of calls have been made on behalf of the Personhood Initiative in Mississippi, voiced by Lieutenant Governor Phil Bryant. Wow. His voice was in the calls.
So he is supporting Mississippi's Personhood Amendment.
Yeah.
And we should let the audience know that a year ago, after Colorado made the ballot,
praise God, yeah,
the missionary family, the Zastros, Cal Zastro, he's a founder of Michigan Citizens for Life,
right?
Founder of Personhood USA with Keith Mason. Cal moved to Mississippi as a pro-life Christian missionary to work with the locals to get the signatures to get on the ballot in Mississippi. Because strategically, that's a good state to get on the ballot in 2010, along with Colorado.
Yeah, it could win.
It could win.
Yeah.
It could win.
Well, now, you know, circumstances have a way of going beyond and not matching up to what we want, but ending up working out. Because it looks now like the Personhood Initiative is going to make the ballot in Mississippi in 2011. And it's going to coincide with the governor's race.
Coincide with the governor's race. And
Phil Bryant will be on the ticket, more than likely.
Lieutenant Governor Phil Bryant said something that was fascinating to me, actually exhilarating. He said he hopes to be the first state governing official to stand up to the federal government and say, we will not allow abortion in our state.
Wow.
We don't care what Roe v. Wade says. The Supreme Court does not have the authority to decriminalize the murder of children. He's just gutsy to support personhood and say the Supreme Court has no authority. I'm willing to stand up against the federal government. We are going to stop killing children in Mississippi. And after we get personhood on the ballot and the people of Mississippi vote, now that's not even a necessary step. Any governor should do that right now. Because the Supreme Court, no governmental authority, has the right to decriminalize the murder of children in their mother's womb.
No.
No governmental authority.
But Lieutenant Governor Phil Bryant is willing to take the extra step of personhood because maybe he wants to avoid having the National Guard called out on him.
And I mean, down?
That would cause quite a stir if he were to stand up and say
It's exactly what Alan Keyes has been saying.
Yeah?
And, you know, Alan Keyes has come out for a number of the events with American Right to Life.
Yeah.
And he says, a governor of a state should not comply with any federal mandate or Supreme Court ruling that says you can kill children. The governor of the state should resist and shut down their abortion clinics.
Wow.
Boy, that's leadership.
That's leadership.
Courage. That's the kind of social tension that will one day end abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And so the American Family Association in Mississippi, Don Wildman, Tim Wildman, who's been on the show over the years, they put on their homepage, support Mississippi's Personhood Amendment, get a petition, start getting signatures. And with them coming on board, they brought an additional 100 churches to the petition effort in Mississippi.
Awesome.
100 churches.
They're close
in addition.
They are very close.
They're getting close.
Reaching their goal.
And so the Supreme Court is a hindrance. It's a hurdle. Do they have the authority to say that you can purchase a black man and own him as property? They don't have that authority because human rights trump states' rights. Human rights trump the federal government.
That's right.
Human rights trump the Constitution because human rights come from God.
Amen. Amen. And so, it's about time we find some leaders who think that way.
Yeah, so I see.
And we're all looking for that leadership. Aren't we in the pro-life movement, the conservative movement? That's why the Tea Party movement is happening, in my opinion, is people are starved for that leadership. They're looking for it.
You're exactly right. And I see Cal Zastro's fingerprints all over the courage of this lieutenant governor and the courage of American Family Association to break the death grip that the regulators have had on pro-life strategy and support personhood. So Keith Mason, Cal Zastro, Personhood USA, working in Mississippi so faithfully, and for what? What kind of salary, Doug? They're getting six-figure salaries?
No.
It's like they've taken a vow of poverty.
Yeah.
And they're, it's a service of love unto the Lord and to their neighbor.
Yeah, and now, and finally, a politician has heard the call.
So, and speaking of, I've got a book here.
Yes.
By Sarah Palin.
Okay. Does it hardcover?
Does it sound hollow?
No, it sounds like a book.
It's a book. And
now, I don't think Sarah's written too many books, so I bet I can guess the title. Going Rogue.
Oh.
Going Rogue by Sarah Palin.
And Rogue, does Rogue still mean deceptive and unreliable?
I thought a Rogue's Gallery was a number of bad people to be looked down upon.
Yeah, Rogue means deceptive and unreliable.
Untrustworthy.
I want to read you a quote from page 215 of Sarah Palin's book, Going Rogue.
Okay, we're all looking for that leadership, Bob. Lay it on me from Sarah Palin.
I want to contrast Lieutenant Governor Phil Bryant being led by the Christians who are advocating the right to life of the unborn.
Right.
And Sarah Palin being mesmerized by Republican Party politics by George W. Bush and John McCain.
Okay.
Right, George Bush filled the federal courts and the Texas courts with pro-aborts.
Yeah.
Pro-choice judges.
Yes.
That's what he did. That's what he's known for. And he's proud of every pro-abortion justice he's ever nominated. He's proud of them.
Well, each one got him invited to a nice dinner party once.
Yeah, right.
Each one.
Right. And so Sarah Palin, the Republican pro-lifers, are saying, well, we need to elect Republicans because of the judges.
Yes.
I mean, that's what they're left with.
I've heard that my entire adult life.
Because there's nothing else that possibly the Republicans can offer.
That's right.
Other than higher taxes, greater deficit spending, socialized health care, promoting homosexuality. Just that's it. There's nothing left but
that's
the judges.
What they do. Well, they do it at a little slower rate, ostensibly, than the Democrats.
Well, ostensibly, only until now, the deficits always grew faster with Republican administrations than Democratic ones. But I think Obama's broken that mold.
Yeah, he probably has.
Yeah, I think so. Of course, Bush gave us federal health care with the prescription drug fiasco, $1 trillion.
I remember that.
And the Republicans all look the other way. Mm-hmm. If Obama tried to do it, they'd want a civil war.
Yeah. They'd have their minivans rolling into Washington, D.C. And
when Mitt Romney legalizes homosexual marriage and state-run health care in Massachusetts, the Republicans want to make him the president.
That's right.
Isn't it unbelievable?
That's kind of ironic. That's bizarre.
Republican Christian activists are among the most stupid people in the world.
It's just sad. It really is.
It's hard to get more stupid than a Republican Christian activist. At any rate, here's Sarah Palin's quote.
But speaking of someone who's possibly more stupid, let's go to Sarah Palin.
Oh,
I'm just basing that on an interview I saw recently. I apologize if you don't agree.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. I think she may be a Christian, but when you read her book and you look at her policies, she's blatantly immoral in every public policy.
Eesh. Really?
Blatantly immoral in every public policy. Supporting giving condoms to kids at school.
No, she never did that.
And supporting Plan B.
No.
The morning after
pill.
Say
it ain't so.
And never, ever calling for abortion to be against the law. Never. And
never?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Say it ain't so. I want to like her, Bob. I want her to be the leader that can save us from...
Well, when it comes to the abortion issue... She has not had leaders like Cal Zastro to look up to. He hasn't gotten to Alaska yet.
But he'll make it there.
He's been to China 10 times.
Right.
Smuggling Bibles.
Yeah.
10,000 Bibles into China.
Man.
Cal Zastro, co-founder of Personhood USA. He's been to Colorado, Montana, Mississippi, all over the country promoting personhood. And his personhood movement is now taking hold in Alaska, and an Alaska Right to Life board member is introducing their Alaska personhood legislation, praise the Lord.
That's right, with or without Sarah.
Chris Kirka, who we've had on this show.
Yes, the young Mr. Kirka.
Yeah, awesome. But Sarah Palin has not had the likes of Calzastro to influence her. She's been influenced by John McCain and George W. Bush, who the pro-lifers, the Christian leaders, lie about, and they say they're 100% pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees the millions they raise and their successful political careers, and she desires that. So here's what she writes about appointing judges and choosing cabinet members.
And this is from her book.
Sarah Palin, it's by her.
You're going rogue.
Page 215.
Okay.
It was assumed that I used topics like abortion and homosexual marriage as a political litmus test. I explained to the McCain camp that I had never asked anyone what their position on abortion was.
Oh,
never.
Sarah.
With judicial appointees and with cabinet members.
Oh.
She says never. She does not look to see if somebody's pro-life before she'll appoint them to the Supreme Court. Sarah Palin would put a Planned Parenthood board member on the U.S. Supreme Court, given the opportunity, thinking she had done the right thing because she lived by the principle from her mentors, which is don't ask their position on abortion.
That's what she learned, the one political lesson that's etched in her mind forever.
And that is because it helps you get elected.
Yeah.
When you don't take a moral stand, more immoral people may support you. And so when George W. Bush said repeatedly over years, I do not consider abortion when I appoint judges,
yeah,
the Christians all said, oh, he's only lying.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
lying.
Right.
This is so great because he'll lie, and then when he gets in office, he'll put pro-life judges everywhere.
What strategery. Right. What brilliant strategy.
Yeah, and how duped could you be?
Now he proved that they were wrong.
He proved that they were wrong. He wanted his White House chief counsel, Alberto Gonzalez,
yeah,
to be on the Supreme Court.
Yep.
Alberto Gonzalez, he helped him be the Chief Justice on the Texas Supreme Court. Total pro-abort.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted him on the U.S. Supreme Court, and that fell through.
Yeah.
But he managed to get people who think that Roe v. Wade is the settled law of the land, and that's John Roberts. And he managed to get Samuel Alito, who voted five times aggressively pro-abortion rulings as a federal judge, and I think it was the Second Circuit. So Bush stacked the courts with pro-choice judges, and he told us that he would not ask them about abortion.
Right.
And if the pool, you're going to choose from a pool of lawyers.
Okay.
You think they're going to be God-fearing men?
No, generally not lawyers.
No. And what if you're choosing from a pool of judges?
They think they're God. They don't fear God.
They think
more than
God.
Likely, the majority of them actually think they are gods.
Yeah, right. Because God's command, as Antonin Scalia said, when he rules as a judge, God's command, do not murder, is not relevant to his job as a judge.
Wow.
God's command, do not steal, is not relevant to his job as a judge. I mean, he's affirmed that.
Yeah.
And so the president will choose from a pool of judges. And to be a judge, that means, if you think of the hierarchy,
yeah,
the worst lawyers become judges.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
The worst lawyers, as they get promoted, they become either politicians or judges.
Right.
So the more immoral you are, the better the chance of your career excelling.
Wow.
So if you're not going to ask them about abortion and you're pulling from a pool of lawyers and judges, what are the chances by accident you're going to get someone who believes in the right to life of the unborn?
Well, let's do the math based on George W. Bush's presidency. Zero chance.
Zero.
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 Wait a minute. Based on Sarah Palin's experience in Alaska.
Zero.
Zero.
And she even says in here, when I appoint a judge who's a Democrat, she adds,
yeah,
I do not ask their position on abortion.
Well, chances are if they're a judge and a Democrat, they're going to be pro
something.
Well, they're not going to be pro-life.
No. And
but that seems to be okay with Sarah and George and John McCain.
Right. And, you know, Doug, so many Christians are misled by, they're duped by the lesser of two evils, and we have no choice.
Yeah.
It's either party A or party B. Well, now we're years ahead of the primary.
That's right.
There is no such, you're forced, you have no choice.
Right.
That's not happening
That's
now.
That's right. We don't have the two candidates picked yet.
And
right?
yet we have millions of Christians lobbying for, in their own ways, Sarah Palin, who put a Planned Parenthood board member on the Alaska Supreme Court, said her wisdom and experience will make her a fabulous justice for the state of Alaska. Unrepentant Planned Parenthood board member. Mm. And we have her writing in her book that she will be happy to put, to continue to put, pro-abortion justices on the U.S. Supreme Court, the federal court, because she's following her mentor, George W. Bush.
And we all should have learned by now that Sarah is not trying to deceive the liberals with that line. But she is deceiving someone. She is deceiving someone.
Yeah.
But it's not the liberals.
It's not the liberals.
And we should have learned our lesson by now.
Right.
And that, well, we can look to Lieutenant Governor Phil Bryant. Let's see. In 2011, he could be elected the governor of Mississippi.
Yeah.
The first state to end abortion in America, perhaps under his rule within the first year. Now, I don't see him for 2012, unfortunately.
Well,
he's going to have his hands full in Mississippi in 2012 if he sticks to his guns. Here.
If he does, and maybe he won't. But the more Christian leaders who advocate what is right instead of Republican Party politics, this is going to liberate the Catholic bishops.
Wow.
The Conference of Catholic Bishops, because they're torn. You know, they're liberal on many social issues like welfare and the death penalty.
Yeah.
And they're conservative on abortion.
Right.
And they've sort of been stuck a default position, sort of supporting the Republicans.
Yeah.
And it has smeared them, and it's created a lot of animosity toward Catholics who realize that Bush and McCain were hypocrites.
Right. Genuine pro-life Catholics.
Who see their and pro-choice Catholics.
Well,
even
that's
them.
True.
They see that Bush and McCain were just hypocrites. They're lying about abortion to get money and votes, and the bishops are gravitating toward the Republican Party. Well, when the Catholic bishops affirm personhood and not partisan politics, it will liberate them from the smear of being sellouts to the Republican Party.
Wow, and
it will liberate them.
And they'll be able to seek out true leadership that matches their moral litmus test, which is to prevent the murder and the killing of innocent people.
That's right. And Democrats will be liberated because right now they oppose National Right to Life strategy because they see through it as it's just a ploy to elect Republicans.
Yeah.
So when we promote personhood, we'll get through that partisan muck.
And we're going to do that at the March for Life this coming Friday, January 22nd at noon at the Capitol.
At the Capitol. Be there. Can't wait to see you. May God bless you. Maranatha.